Wish I had better news to start the show off with, but unless something miraculous happens regarding the federal government shutdown, the end of this month will be the temporary end of the SNAP program. This will affect 41.7 million people who get SNAP benefits, the food assistance program, of course. That equals 12.3% of the American population. And of that 41.7 million, 39% of that number, those are kids. And 11% of those are kids under the age of 5. And this isn't adding to the food that they have on the table. This is to get food on the table. That's how heavily relied upon the SNAP program is. At last check, more than half of the states have made this delay of benefits official, New Jersey being one of them, New York, North Dakota, Nevada. Saw a pop-up notice on the New Jersey's Department of Human Services site. Noted this, I'm reading here, it is unclear if SNAP benefits loaded on your family's first EBT card prior to October 31st, 2025, will be able to be used after November 1st, 2025. So even if you have funds on your card, the card still might just not work. So this is now going to put even more pressure on local food pantries and food banks who are already facing record high demand for just the bare essentials. Never mind thinking about Thanksgiving or Christmas. So if things are working out for you, you know, things are going pretty good. You have money in the bank. You have food in the fridge and the freezer. When you go shopping this weekend, get a couple of items for your local food pantry just to make sure, because think of things this way. Imagine if you couldn't put food on the table for your family, for your kids, but you know, okay, I can go to the food pantry. I can get what I need, the bare essentials, and I can feed my kids this week. That's the other part, too. They're thinking week to week. Next month, holidays, just let's get through the week with enough food to keep everyone healthy. But imagine going to the food bank thinking like that, and you find next to nothing there. So when you go out shopping this weekend, pick up a few items, look for food drives. I know a lot of stores, they have, if you can round up whatever you're spending with your card, you're already at the register, the self-checkout, whatever the case may be, and you can round up a couple of dollars, and that would go to your local food bank. Because a lot of these fundraisers, they're done local, and the money stays local. So any way that you can help support your local food pantries, food banks, to in turn help your neighbor, you're in the store, you're shopping anyway, just get some good stuff to make sure the shelves are filled when people in true need go to the food pantry and hope that their answer is waiting for them there.